Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Welcome back, family. This is Adventures in Companionship with my self-refueler and the amazing Dr. Bill Price. So we're continuing with our series, and I hope you are still tuning in every Monday morning at 5:30. Do not miss any episode. Do not miss it at all, because you never know. Very soon, this might be one of those expensive things for you to get. It could be a commodity. Welcome, Dr. Bill Price.
thank you, Rafiwe. What a privilege to be with you yet again. And today, we're going to look at exploring with a sense of adventure into our commonality of a relationship and companionship with connection. We have to remind ourselves, first of all, that we were born to be connected. We were born with an innate God-given ability to be at one with. Yeshua, Jesus, says in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 3, as he defines eternal life, and he says, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you," he's talking to God, "like I know you and are at one with you, like I am at one with you." Deep down on the inside of us is a space called our essence. It's a place where the psalm writer wrote a song about in Psalm 38, and he writes this song: "You know the whispering and the yearning of the inner depths of my being." The Rabbi Paul calls that our strong tower. It's called our hiding place. It's called the secret place. It's called the spiritual man. And it's where the candle of the Lord burns, there is the spirit of man. And in that space is a deep yearning for connection. Connection with self, connection with others, and also a connection with God. And then fourthly, a connection with our world. And a lot of people miss out on the connection with the world. But when the entire universe was created, it was created, if you a creationist, by the word of God. And he spoke words, so that was the Rhema words. He spoke them. The Logos is the word itself. But Ruach is the breath behind the word. So there was Ruach, the breath of God that went out into the entire universe. And Ruach is not just breath, but it's also intelligence. So there's a yearning within us all for inner connection with our world. We lie on a lawn and we look at the stars. I can remember going with my son for his first hunting trip, and his only hunting trip we ever went on. And we were lying on the sand in Namibia, and we were looking up at the most amazing, amazing, amazing galaxy of stars. And it was just too beautiful for the two of us to lie there and look up and gaze. And he started posing all sorts of questions. Is there life in other planets and in other galaxies and et cetera? And we felt a connection with that. You go on a hike and you feel connected to the trees as you walk under them. You enjoy their shadow. You enjoy the chill. You enjoy the sound of water bubbling and hustling over rocks. You enjoy a mighty waterfall. There's a connection. When you look at art, there's a connection. When you're with some people, you sense that deep connectedness. And to the point that when we find out that when we're working with people, that the real reason is for us to connect. And it's in connection where we experience our greatest hurts. And it's in connection where we experience our greatest healing. So relationship is something that is very, very important, it's vital, it's critical. And the purpose of that relationship is a deep connection for my yearning to be answered. It doesn't mean that I try and find a friend and go, you are my friend because you make me whole. No, 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 no. Other person doesn't make you whole. Nobody can make you whole. Only God can make you whole. And you can work together with that wholeness. But there's an underlying thing that I want to talk about, and that is that in any relationship, we need to kindle a sense of adventure, a sense of excitement, a sense of enjoyment. Rabbi Paul wrote to young Timothy, one of his apprentices, and he said to him, Timothy, remember this. Everything that has been given to us has been given to us to enjoy. Enjoy. Delight yourself. Enjoy. And the sad thing, I remember when I left the ministry and I went through some therapy sessions to reinvent myself, I could remember saying to the therapist, who at that time was an Orthodox Jewish rabbi, who had an amazing relationship with Yeshua, and he said, took me through an exercise of what am I the angry about the most, and I can remember feeling a deep, deep, deep sense of anger against the church denomination that I belonged to at that time, because I felt that they had robbed me. They robbed me of my youthfulness. They robbed me of my joy. They robbed me of being able to dance. They robbed me of being able to enjoy life and go to the movies, because as far as they were concerned, everything was sin and of the world. And my girlfriend, who's now my wife, wasn't allowed to wear long pants because that was also wrong. She had to wear a hat. She had to have long hair. So they interpret the Bible and then they make it and that's a sad part of churches nowadays, is it's not just Jesus, it's the add-ons. It's Jesus and our rules. It's Jesus and our regulations. It's Jesus and if you find yourself in such a predicament, you need to consider the possibility of walking away and find yourself a place just where there's Jesus. Jesus and God is enough. You don't need all the other ands and add-ons and how to speak and how to say certain things. But I can remember my sense of adventure being robbed for me. And here I was at the age of 46, having to relive and having to restart my life and ask the question, well, how do I start enjoying life again? And when I look at adventurous people, I notice a few characteristics. The one characteristic, adventurous people don't seem to have a comfort zone. Adventurous people tend to go, my comfort zone makes me uncomfortable, so therefore I want to step out of my comfort zone. Adventurous people have a tendency to say yes to any kind of adventure. It's like, yes, yes, let's go and do that. Let's go and climb a tree. Let's go and climb a mountain. Let's go and make a fire and in our backyard and just sit and look at the fire and not always sit in the house. It's adventurous people, they don't make excuses when it comes to having to pay the price to travel. They don't believe in routine. They want to know the whole world. There's reality, but there's also lots of dreams. And the interesting thing I've discovered about people who are adventurous and enjoy life are people that are self-taught. I read the other day on an Instagram that we need to grow, and one of the things that we need to do to grow is to unlearn the things that we've been taught by fearful people.
Yeah.
And I can remember my parents being in fear because I'm going to come home late from a party. And I know it was love. I know they said to me, you must come home on time. But there was a fear that something bad might happen either at the party, etc. And I was consistently told by my dad, watch out for those who are drinking. Watch out for those who are smoking. Watch out for those who are doing drugs. Yeah. And that, of course, is love. But there was a fear in the voice of my father when he said those things and my mother said those things. So adventurous... the characteristics of an adventurous personality is a person who have open minds. They approach life with new expectation. It's almost like we go back to when we were 5 years old going, ooh, what's here? And they open up the cupboard and then they run to the next place. Ooh, what's here? They open up the next drawer. But 30 years later, the same person wakes up in a bed, the alarm goes off, and a hand comes under the duvet that looks like a creepy crawly that's lost its swimming pool, trying to stop this obnoxious noise that dared to awaken it from the dead, almost to speak. And when the duvet comes off the face, the curlers are in the hair, the teeth are in the Javal water. And this person, 30 years later, opens up the curtains, and where they at 5 years old used to wake up and say, good morning, Lord, good morning, life. Now they open up the curtains and say, good Lord, it's morning.
Wow.
We've lost the five-year-old. And when you look at education, what did you have in your suitcase? You had your sandwiches that your mommy packed.
Oh, my word.
And you had your crayons.
Yeah.
And can you remember when you were in matric? Your crayons were stolen by education. You only had a blue pen, a compass.
Yeah.
And full textbooks, and then you go to university and they don't even give you back. And now we have to put people on courses to be creative. But we've lost. Nefesh Chaya was one of the things that was breathed into us by God in Genesis 2. And Nefesh Chaya means the creative life of God. The very creative life of God. And yet we lose it through our religion. We lose it through sermons.
Yeah.
We lose it through preachers preaching a lot of nonsense and telling us this is the right way when it's their fear that they're dumping on us. And we lose our joy. We lose all of that. And we lose the sense of adventure. And the moment you lose the sense of adventure, you can't stay in the moment to uncover what all these wonderful potential things. So an adventurer is someone that would want to learn rather than talk about stuff, and they want to understand, and they want to cross over the lines. They want to make discoveries about different customs. They dislike bureaucracy, and the only way to maintain your adventures is for you to live an endurable life. To be adventurous, you need to have a personality style that's high-spirited, and you want to enjoy that with much joy and anticipation. In actual fact, you need to raise a little bit of hell, and you also need to be mischievous. When last at work have you taken Eno's and put it in the sugar pot and watched when people put sugar in their coffee and tea and it starts bubbling all of a sudden? They go, what on earth is going on here? When last have you played a prank? Because adventurous people are fun people. Adventurous people also have strength. They have this amazing sense of adventure. They want to fly. They want to climb. They want to reach the highest heights. And the need of an adventurer is they want a backpack. They want to be able to show me just a map. Give me an horizon. And the characteristics of an adventurous person, of a person of joy, of a person that's living that joy, is generosity. They give. They're people of integrity. They're people of loyalty. They're people of devotion. They're people of love. They're people that are kind and sincere. And most of all, they are people who express self-controlled. And self-control is one of the major fruits that has been embedded and indwelt within us as a God-given gift, as a fruit. So we need to become adventurous. So you, re-listen to this and ask yourself the question. If I had to give myself naught is equal I don't have it to five, I absolutely have these traits. Everything that I've mentioned, you can rate yourself on, and you can decide to turn your life around. An adventurous person has got grit, the ability to be rough and ready, to be able to take things on. They've got self-control, they've got social intelligence, they've got optimism, they've got gratitude, they've got zest. And I wonder how many of your friends, if you had to line them up, have got most of these qualities. So I want to encourage you in choosing a friend. Choose a friend that definitely has this amazing, this glorious, this very special part of a relationship, and that's a sense of adventure, the sense of joy. How joyful are you when you see your friends? Do you go, hey, it's great seeing you? Or do you go, hello, actually, I wish you weren't here. I wish you would go back so I can go back to sleep into my world of nothingness. But I think that we need to rekindle a fire that's within us, a fire of enjoyment, a fire of delight, a fire of King David, he wrote and he said, I was so glad. In actual fact, he says, I'm ecstatic when they tell me that I'm going to go and visit together with you and we're going to have meals together with you. I was ecstatic when we had that. And so I want to encourage you, bring back the fun. Bring back the joy. Bring back rejoicing. Bring back adventure into your journey of companionship and connect on the level of joy. Connect on the level of enjoyment, of fun, of courage, of being heroic, and create a sense of adventure within your relationship space. It must never get to the place where it becomes predictable. Wednesday night is spaghetti night. Tuesday night is fish and chips. Thursday night is curry and rice. Friday night is burgers. Saturday we go for a walk. Sunday we go to church three times. Monday we start off and the week is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the Greek word for that, in my mind, is the word boring.
Or imagine being frustrated all the time because there's someone who is always yappy, yappy, yappy. And then I'm spending time with you and all they do is yappy, yappy, yappy all the time.
Yeah. So there's got to be balance in it, of course. And you can't be like happy, crazy all the time. There are times when you've got to take a rest and take a breath and say, hey, let's just be alone a moment.
Yeah.
Alone times.
Yeah. All right. Oh, that is Dr. Bill Price. Remember, this is Adventures in Companionship with you every Monday morning from 5:30 till 6:00. So join us then. Do not miss any series. So you can also email him on inspired@drbillprice.com.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.